I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So looking at the things that are making the headlines and the stories this morning. First of all, Landmarks tomorrow will go green as Samaritans offer support on the longest night, because it's the shortest day of the year tomorrow officially. So you will have the Convention Centre, Kilkenny Castle, the Rock of Cashel, Stormont, and the US Embassy and Air Traffic Control Towers will be among the buildings and landmarks lighting up green to mark Samaritans' longest night. It's the day to remind those in need that the helpline will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week over the Christmas period, including Christmas Day itself. So 116 123 or email Samaritans. There's loads of ways to get it in touch. So volunteers, they answered over 35,000 calls in December in 2020, so they will be there if you need them. TikTok is getting the blame this morning for promoting extreme weight loss videos, where people do jump forward videos and suddenly they look different. It is putting the extreme weight loss videos to, well, I suppose putting pressure on teenagers in particular, but could lead to eating disorders. An investigative journalist set up a fake profile, loads of them, registered at 13-year-olds on the platform, which recently became the world's most downloaded app. And they found that within just a few weeks, the algorithm was inundating the accounts with tens of thousands of dieting posts. And that's all you were seeing once you clicked on a few. So again, comes with great power, comes great responsibility. And, well, certainly if you're anyway vulnerable and on things like TikTok, it's not always the most positive place to end up. The Olympia Panthers had to postpone due to everything. They've announced that to much devastation, they've decided to shut it up. It was set to run from the 22nd of December to the 9th of January with a host of well-known faces, including Fair City and Dancing with the Stars contestant Ryan Andrews, James Patrice and Aaron McGregor. The announcement read, it was with great regret that despite our best efforts, we have to announce the postponement of Ollie Polly and the Beanstalk. So that was announced last night. Good news for Rachel Blackmore in the BBC Sports Personality of the Year, which started at 6.45 last night, went on until after 9 o'clock. She was named World Sports Star of the Year following a year in which she became the first ever woman to win the English Grand National. Have they claimed her yet? Has anybody noticed? Or have they left her to it? To us, that would be kind of good if they had. But I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. If you do, let us know on that. We're always curious to know. Interesting game last night. I mean, I know it wasn't for Liverpool fans. Maybe for Spurs fans, they'd be happy enough. Total Vars. He insists that Kane should have been sent off for that tackle. Who saw red for his challenge? Yeah, we get it. But yeah, it was good. It was, well, up to that point, and it was a reasonably good game to watch. And in film news, these things always come out this time of year. And the obvious one is there at number one, right? So that's fine. We're all aware that It's a Wonderful Life, been around a long time. Also on the list is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. To be honest, there's nothing on this list that's going to surprise you. Love Actually, that was on last night. Home Alone, Die Hard, Elf, which was also on somewhere last night. And The Muppet Christmas Carol is number two on the list. The most beloved Christmas film ever is still It's a Wonderful Life. Almost one in five people named the classic as their number one. And second in the list was this from 1992, The Muppet Christmas Carol, based on the Charles Dickens story, An Elf, starring Will Ferrell as the human brought up amongst Santa's elves. And Bruce Willis is in there. Look, it's the same ones, but it's an excuse to just talk about the Muppets, which is always a good day at the office. 28% of people who were asked admitted that they would duck out of a Christmas social plan to watch a seasonal film or TV show instead. That's everybody this year. You can't go anywhere. Anyway, if you want to watch something over the holidays, The Muppet Christmas Carol should be on your list if you haven't seen it yet. So go and check that out. Right, we've lots of stuff for you to win this morning. Loads and loads and loads. The first prize coming up very soon is going to be a €500 One For All gift card, thanks to Frankie and Volkswagen. If you want to win it, stay exactly where you are. Who was spotted here yesterday? Who are they? What are they doing? Where are they going?
You're
going
to wake up this morning and go, why is Phoebe Bridgers trending all over Ireland today? You know, should she not be in America? Yesterday, Mr. Paul Mescal, Phoebe Bridgers walking down Grafton Street, hand in hand, and people were crying and sobbing and running around the place trying to get photographs of them.
I know you're being sarcastic, but they weren't really sobbing and crying, were they?
Do you know what? They probably will be later on today, but the fans of Phoebe Bridgers are proper. You know, they'd be like Little Mix fans or One Direction fans. A lot of people were talking about it online this morning going, can't believe I was on Grafton Street and I didn't see Paul Mescal and Phoebe Bridgers. And where did he take her? Where do you think he took her? Restaurant-wise, somewhere around Grafton Street.
Hopefully McDonald's.
Captain America's.
Oh.
Can you imagine being in Captain America's, top of Grafton Street, upstairs, you're getting yourself a burger and Paul Mescal with his little moany face sits beside you.
I didn't even know it was still there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's still there. Still there.
So, is she home to meet his ma?
You know what? It's very close to Christmas. Is she going to spend the Christmas with Paul Mescal and the whole family?
And just in case everyone doesn't know, how they met was, she posted about the show, said she was going to bed. I can't repeat the rest of it after watching it.
Yes, she did.
The DMs happened and they got together.
Dreams do come true.
That's like, you know, that's like watching, I don't know, years ago, a really famous film, and then there probably wouldn't be any way to get in touch, but, you know, the actor responds.
And look at them now. Like, you should see some of the photographs of them. They're very cute together, in fairness.
They could be, like, they could marry together for 50 years, Crossy. Who knows what's ahead?
Because of Normal People.
Yeah.
And she saw the menu. We all saw the menu.
Well,
we all watched it on Normal
America's
People.
Now.
No. Right. We were all watching Normal People. Remember watching that?
I didn't.
You didn't see it? Normal People is one of the... It's like, it's a sin. It's one of the greatest TV shows I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of heavy petting going on. I remember one night watching at home and my housemate walks out and I'm as red as a tomato and he's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I'm not watching. I'm not. So I had to rewind it and show him. I was like, this is what I'm watching.
There's only so much of, I might come over late and my ma's gone out. Did you do your homework yet? I mean, unless I'm totally misrepresenting it.
No, it was a lot of that. It was kind of like Max Branning in EastEnders multiplied by 100.
Yeah, well, a lot more innocent, hopefully, than him. But anyway,
but we all know everyone like the Paul Mescal character. You know that fella you just want to shake.
Yeah.
The fixer-uppers.
Yeah, but it's only in character, because it's not him, like.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, I get it. I'm very much like that with celebrities. I love them, and then when people over-fantasize about them and go wild about them, I just go, no.
Yeah.
You're one in Derry Girls as well. I adore her in Derry Girls, but everyone just fantasized about her. Yeah, and I just went, no, lads, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like we do. We're the same with Matt Damon. We didn't. We latch
onto
these things and then we go too far. That's what Ireland does.
Virgin Media News, all those reporters, you go onto Twitter and like they're all lovely people. They're sound.
The news people. I'm sure they're lovely, but like what's our obsession?
It's the one real bad trait about us. We get something and we beat it to death with love until you just
we
hate
do.
It's
you're right. It is with love. It is. It's in a good place, but we don't know when to stop.
So who have we got? We've got Paul Mescal, you're one from Derry Girls. We got the Virgin Media
News
people.
Last year we were doing the Superman t-shirts on the chief medical officer. Nowhere else in the world would that, you know?
I know.
Now it's not Superman t-shirts going around.
Did you see that photograph? Did I send you? Oh, Jesus.
We really do. We beat it to death with love and then we don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
That's Ireland.
Oh, it is.
That's one of the wisest things I've ever heard you say. at 20 past 7 on a Monday morning. It really is. Well done.
Oh.
It's Christmas week, everybody. Who's off? Who's in? Who still has his on a smart speaker even though you don't have to go for work? Let us know on 087-679-7104. And if you are still in, what do you do? How important are you that you can't even take this week off? We'll give you a mention. What are you doing? 087-679-7104. Coming up, we've got F104's Instagram, €1,000 qualifying questions on the Insta stories. We're going to give you a chance to win a €500 beauty, a thing of beauty, a one for all voucher for £500, thanks to Frank Keane Volkswagen. They're celebrating 10 years of business celebrating this year. So that's coming up as well. And now kids who are a little bit sensitive head off to visit Santa.
Oh, hello, Santa.
Oh, indeed, hello, Santa. Oh, there's the other Santa. Anyway, lads, I tell you, it's a minefield out there.
Oh, tell me about it, Santa.
Oh, God, I don't know what to say to the kids anymore. A lot of them are questioning things that they'd never questioned before. Yeah. The other day, I had a kid in my lap, and I said, do you want a present?
Hi, Santa.
Oh, hello, little girl. Oh, would you like this little present?
What is this?
Well, it's a little Barbie doll.
Yeah, just because I'm a girl, doesn't mean I'm into Barbie dolls. Okay, Santa?
Oh.
That's not cool anymore. Girls like Nerf guns and stuff like that too, you know.
I see. So, do you want a Nerf gun?
No, I don't. That's violent. What else have you got in your bag?
Well, I'm not too sure. Why don't you pick something out for yourself and let's just leave it at that?
Why are you wearing gloves? This is weird.
It's cold.
It's not that cold in here. Santa, is this a designated safe space?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Can we just move on to the next kid?
£25 for a picture with you is a bit much, Santa. And you have your own printer.
You don't pay for it. It's your parents. They're the ticks.
I got my parent a tick.
Do you see what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Do you see what I mean? It's absolute minefield. I didn't know what to say.
Well, I tell you what, Santa. Kids these days have far too many phones too young. I had this little fella, and he wanted 52 selfies with me.
Santi, stay still. Now stay still, look, you're not in the picture, Santi. Get your fat head into my picture, Santi.
One for Instagram, one for his mother's Instagram, one for his stepmother's Instagram.
He's probably on TikTok as well, wanting to do a video.
We're going blind with all the flashes going off every time they come in.
That's it. I'm going to need a stick for this. I'm not getting the whole room with this. I need a longer arm. Stay still, Santi.
And then he gave out to me that the light wasn't good enough in one of the shots.
And now, of course, they have to change the filter 52 times. It's slowing down. Oh. It's slowing down the queue.
Here's another filter. Look at the filter.
Now, I've never looked skinny in all my life. I like one of those filters. You know, the 5-2-1.
You did have a few pounds off.
No belly. Where's my belly?
It was amazing. I looked like
Skinny Santa.
Yeah, Skinny Santa.
Look, we look like bunny rabbits, Santi. Look at us. We're bunny rabbits with bunny rabbit ears. And now we're doggies.
A little girl in a good few years ago. She got famous then. But I remember when she was a little girl. She was very different back then.
Hello. And where are you?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You from, little girl?
I'm from Scandinavia.
And what would you like to be when you grow up?
I'd just like to save the planet or something.
Okay, well, that's very, very good. Now, tell Santa what you'd like for Christmas this year.
I'd like a bale of briquettes.
Okay, a bale of briquettes. It's unusual, but I'd put it on your list. And what else would you like?
I'd like a lifetime supply of diesel.
Oh, diesel. That's an expensive present, but I'll see what I can do. Anything else?
I'd like a DVD of Top Gear. I like all those big high-powered cars.
Anything else?
And I want a plastic Barbie doll. One that cannot melt or is not biodegradable.
Yeah, I actually have one that comes in a very thick plastic box. You can't recycle that box either. Is that the one you want?
Yes, I want hundreds of them. Hundreds of them.
Okay. Well, as Mrs. Claus would say, you're yourself.
How dare you, Santa Claus? Soon you'll have no home to make your silly little toys.
Put that in your ice cap. Wow. She was a bit troublesome, wasn't she, boys?
I don't ever know what became of her, but she looks familiar.
I think it's time to retire, lads. I'm done with all this wokeness.
But you can't retire.
Why not, Santa?
It's in your contract. It's the Santa Claus.
Oh! I don't get it.
That doesn't surprise me, Santa.
10 questions. 60 seconds. 1,000 euro.
FM104's
Instagram. With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Good morning, Sinead. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Good.
Very good. Very good. You're pulled over. We can hear your indicator.
Pulled over. Emergency lights on.
Can you tell what type of car it is from the indicator?
Give us a listen to it. I'm going to guess a Mini.
No. Ford.
A Ford, okay. No. Close. Got him. Right, Sinead, 10 questions. The way this works out, obviously Henry's meant to play. He didn't answer whatever, so this just could be a weird twist and you end up getting a grand out of this.
That'd be great.
Be very handy. Okay, the best of luck. Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Who did Chandler marry in Friends?
Monica.
In the kids' show Bananas in Pyjamas, what colour were their PJs?
Blue and white.
Passat, right. Golf, yep. Passat, Golf and Tiguan are what from what car manufacturer?
Volkswagen.
In what part of Swords would you find the Pavilion Shopping Centre? Sorry, I'll ask that again.
What?
Yeah. In what part of Dublin would you find the Pavilion? Sorry, yeah.
Swords.
Yeah.
Yes. It's one of those days. What sport does Rachel Blackmore participate in?
Tennis.
If you got a balayage, what would you be getting done?
Colour.
Double decker, mint crisp and line are type of what?
Bars.
Who does Harry Kane play for? What club?
Manchester United.
What does KFC stand for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And for your last question, Kevin the Carrot is associated with what supermarket chain?
Lidl.
I think today they were very doable.
Crossroad the question on the way home from the pub last night, which is always a good start. You did very well, in fairness, but there were one or two that got you.
And I
really did try and help with the sort one. So, Monica, yes. Blue and white, the pyjamas, Volkswagen, Swords, balayage, colour, your hair done, yeah. Chocolate bars, Harry Kane plays for Spurs.
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is KFC. Aldi is Kevin the Carrot, the other one.
Oh, I knew it was one of them.
And then Rachel Blackmore, horse racing. She won Sports Personality of the Year. Fair play to her.
I would never got that.
Horse racing, first woman to win the English Grand National earlier on in 2021. So, is it a seven?
You got seven today.
Seven.
Seven's not bad.
It's not bad for someone who was just listening and heard someone not ready to take the call. Very last minute, you jumped on. Not enough to give you the cash, I'm afraid, though.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm such a disappointed. Oh, I'm sorry. I tried to help.
I thought he was going
to
get it. Have a good Christmas, Sinead. Thanks for trying.
You too. Thanks.
Okay. Good luck. Bye-bye. F104's bye. Instagram returns tomorrow. We'll try and get a winner. What a great week it would be to get €1,000 off to somebody, wouldn't it?
That would be unreal. If you've got any questions you want us to do tomorrow, please.
It's Christmas week. Let us take a few days off. You send us your questions. We'll use yours. So we're looking today to find out, were there any movies that you were growing up and generally, you know, different parents with different rules in their house and you might be allowed to go see something. For me, it was Batman. It was 12s. Wasn't allowed to go see it. Still sticks to me. I suppose, because I still sometimes look back at it, it was, well, Jack Nicholson, the Joker. It was a bit scary.
But the thing was, all your friends were watching it probably and yeah, you were left on your own.
It's total FOMO.
Yeah. Mine was Titanic. So Titanic was 24 years old yesterday. And I remember being a little fella, all my friends going to see it. And it was like an, I think there was a break between it because it was on for about 3.5 hours.
There wasn't a break.
There was a break, yeah, I think there was. I'm almost sure there was a break between it because it was over 3 hours long.
Do you remember this break, Emma? Titanic?
I just remember in general there being breaks in movies. That was such a good time. They'd encourage you to go and get more food.
Lads, there was no breaks.
There
were
breaks.
Definitely breaks.
Was this an outside? Was this an outside Dublin thing?
We went to watch, well, they went to watch Titanic in the Savoy and there was a break in the Savoy.
I could nearly swear in my life that there was a gap in Monsters, Inc. when it was in the cinema.
Another great movie.
Really? So yeah.
Yeah, you go out and you get your popcorn and you get another drink.
What, the curtains closed for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proper vibes. And especially if it was a kids' movie so everyone could go to the loo and all.
It was a good way to get more money out of us. That's what they did.
Come on, seriously, that was definitely a thing, no?
Was a thing.
Look, I'm not on purpose doing this, but if you do remember that, I don't remember breaks.
My friend said he was the same with Titanic. He said, I wrote a letter to the Taoiseach complaining that it was over 12s and he was 10.
So is the reason you weren't let go because of the sex scene?
Yeah, the okay, part with the hand on the window and the steam.
You couldn't even see anything.
And the nipple.
Surely the tragedy that unfolded is more potentially damaging to a child than the one little hand on the window, no?
My mum was so, you know, they were very liberal. They let me do whatever I want. But for some reason, this movie, absolutely not. And the rows we had in the house over it.
Well, just to protect Crossy's ma, I found a bit of Titanic to remind us all that doesn't involve any of that. It's a very safe scene here, Crossy. But it's a scary part.
Is there anyone there?
Yes, what do you see?
Iceberg, right ahead!
Thank you.
Iceberg, right ahead!
On the starboard!
Starboard, starboard!
No, Crossy, you shall not go to the Titanic ball.
I still haven't watched it fully since then.
I remember for me, and in hindsight, it makes complete sense why it wasn't appropriate
what
for 9 or 10 year old me. 8 Mile, because I was so obsessed with Eminem.
Here is Eminem on the bus, taking the bus to work. It's one of the only clips they could probably play on radio, because it's a little bit bold. There was lots of mother truckers and things, yeah. So how old were you, 9?
Probably 9 or 10 when it was in cinemas. I did see it on video about a year or two later. Do you know it took ages for them to go to video?
Yeah.
And I did see it then and I loved it. But yeah, look, it probably was a bit intense for someone that age. Do you remember the scene with Brittany Murphy in particular? It was like,
oh, I do.
Yeah. I think that was a fairly wise parenting decision, Kate. Yeah. You're 9, you're not watching 8 Mile, okay? I hate you, I don't care. I don't know if someone's messing, but they sent in toy. Like, why would you not be allowed to go see this?
Okay, come on, kids. Everyone in the living room, it's almost time for the presents.
Toy Story, great movie.
Come on, like.
Ranch and barbecue. Ow! What in the world? Oh.
This is how we find out.
One of my favorite things to do is to point at real life Tom Hanks and go, we see him, to kids. That's Woody. No, it's not. I said it is. Listen to him. No, it's not. There was lots of breaks, says people.
Yay!
There was a break in Aladdin in the Omni and Santry back in the day. Definitely not a thing. I can't remember. I really don't. Seriously, I'm not messing with you now. I don't.
I remember distinctly. The first time I ever went to the cinema was to see George the Jungle with my dad in the square in Tala. What a vibe. And there was definitely a break during that.
Wow.
Great movie as well.
George, is it right?
Was
it a sweet break or a wee break, or was it?
Oh, everything. It's just like an interval at a long play. Do whatever you need to do.
A classic in Harold Cross that had an intermission for every movie. Yeah, but like, come on, how long's that gone?
Do you not, how do you not remember that? I think it's actually quite a good idea. The likes of, what was the...
You want to bring it back now?
Well, the double...
They have to close at 8 o'clock and now you want to break as well.
Actually true, leave it off.
I think they've been through enough. So, 8 Mile, yeah. What was your movie that you were barred from seeing and it just never leaves you? Like, just because your mates were gone and there was no one on the road to play with as well because they were at that film that you couldn't go see.
To be honest, I wish I held off on watching that video for another few years.
What, the 8 Mile one?
I think after for about half an hour, I was like, what just happened?
Yeah. Someone's just texted in and they called it the pictures. I love when people call it the pictures.
You're going to pictures. It's very split, lads. A lot of people don't remember it, and some obviously people do. So I don't know. Hey, cinemas, could you officially tell us? Did you have breaks?
Anyway, and would you bring it back?
Good money, maybe.
Think of the money.
Yeah.
More munch.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, seriously, like a lot of the times with parents and films, it's actual ignorance. That's all that's wrong with them. They don't want to find out themselves, so they're like, no, you can't go see it. My missus was not allowed to watch Harry Potter growing up because her religious parents were against the witchcraft in it. But have you tried it, Matt? No, you're not.
That is brilliant. I know my cousins, when Father Ted was out, the parish priest sent a letter to all the families in the schools and they weren't allowed to watch Father Ted.
Yeah, again, well, it was kind of, I can see why. Well, I can't see why, but you know, yeah.
We were there watching it, having the crack watching Father Ted every Tuesday night on RT2.
So the girl who wasn't allowed to watch Toy Story is back, and here's the reason.
Yeah, my mom didn't like Sid in Toy Story, so we never watched it as kids.
He's a little bit scary.
He's a bit scary, but there's a lot more to the movie than poor Sid.
Yeah, well, in Toy Story 3, with the incinerator, it's pretty bloody scary.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the big strawberry bear as well.
The purple, yeah. Welcome to Sunnyside. But yeah, Sid is a bit, I mean, he technically tortures the kids, the toys. So I don't know.
So, lads, for me, it was Dirty Dancing because it was like 15. I think I might have been about 12 at the time. So there used to be this shop called Temptations in Donegal. So myself and my cousin used to go over and because they used to have it on in the background and we used to pretend and we were looking around for things just so we could watch it. But so every time I watch it now, it brings back great memories because it's obviously one of the all-time greatest. But that's my story. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. So yeah, witchcraft and toy and Harry Potter, watch out for that if there's any Hogwarts stuff on. I hope they're not watching the HBO Max thing in January. Harry Potter special.
Oh, yeah. It's against our religion.
All that witchcraft. Thanks for all the messages on us. Hopefully some of them are on over the holidays.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.